been to a Disney on Ice show? The current one, Frozen, has been compared to a Beatles concert. Let it go, let it go. Oh, yes. Can't get enough of that song. And all the Disney on Ice shows are produced not by Disney, but by Feld Entertainment, which also owns Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus, Monster Jam, Supercross, Marvel Universe Life. 30 million people a year come to see Feld Entertainment shows. So what's it like to run a third-generation family business that employs 3,000 people and is said to take in $1 billion a year? And what's it like to have the scrutiny that comes with that? 36-year-old Nicole Feld is one of three sisters running the day-to-day operations of the company directly under their dad, Kenneth Feld. She joins us as part of our ongoing series on leaders and leadership, View from the Top. This one is kind of View from the Big Top. Nicole, welcome.
Thank you so much.
And you produce the Disney on Ice shows. What does that mean? Who do you hire and fire?
Well, producing Disney on Ice is a real thrill for me, especially now since I'm a mother. My daughter is a huge fan of all the Disney characters, and in particular, just like every other child in America, she loves Frozen. So what I do is everything from working with the skaters, the talent. We work closely with our partners at Disney. We're actually the largest employer of professional figure skaters. And we hire a creative team that includes a director, writer, lighting designer, costume designer, production designer, to really put together these shows. And we pull from an incredible talent pool, a lot of these incredibly talented individuals that help us produce these shows come from rock and roll or Broadway, all aspects of the entertainment industry.
So in your executive vice president position, this isn't just watching the bottom line. You're literally watching what's happening on the ice. In fact, a recent Bloomberg Businessweek article has you sitting front row watching the show, and you're horrified when a skating troll slips and falls. So you're hands-on.
Absolutely. You know, I think that's what makes what my family does so unique, because we look at the business not just from a business point of view, but also from a creative point of view. So we're very hands-on. We get involved with all of the productions, everything from the creative, the concepts, the marketing, sponsorship, sales. You know, we play in 75 countries. We reach virtually every continent but Antarctica.
But how do you decide what other shows to do? Tell us about the pitches, because we're reading that there's these meetings and maybe little paper cutout characters that are pushed around a table as if it were a war room.
Well, every new production that we create at Feld Entertainment is actually created in model form. So I think what you're referring to is our white model meetings, which we're notorious for having. They're a huge meeting that we have, and we actually build the entire show in model form in one-inch scale. And we do. We push around what looks like all the scenery, the props. If in the case of the circus, you know, we're pushing around all different floats and vehicles and all the moving pieces. So we really understand what the logistics of the show entail. That way, when we get into rehearsal, we understand all the scale. We know we can eliminate almost, I would say, 80% of our sort of logistical concerns before we even get into rehearsal, and we're able to be a lot more efficient with our time.
And things get very big. You have 13 ice floors, storage facilities around the world, a 47-acre campus near Tampa, Florida, where all the shows can rehearse, people can train. Tell us more about that. Seems to be the Feld thinking from your grandfather, Irving Feld, who founded the company off very small businesses that he had in New York, a record store and then record label. What is the thinking? If we're going to do it, we're going to do all of it?
Well, we've sort of gotten into all these various different businesses, I think, by accident. I mean, because of just the sheer magnitude of the amount of productions that we create on a yearly basis, we just sort of got into the business of making our own scenery. We have a scenic shop at our facility in Florida that you mentioned, where we're actually build and engineer all of the scenery that you see in our productions, and we literally can open up, you know, like a garage door and wheel the scenery onto the area where we'll rehearse. We happen to be probably one of the larger owners of ice floors, and also we're a huge owner of dirt now with Monster Jam and Supercross. So we just have all these logistics and moving parts, and we just found the most efficient and cost-effective way to do it is to do it ourselves.
It is a tremendous enterprise, and you, as we said, are at the top. The better to see the incoming barbs. Let's just talk for a second about what happens when you're helming such a huge enterprise. You have your critics. Last year, some animal rights activists lost a round in their fight. They settled a lawsuit. They paid your legal fees. You know there's long been criticism of animals in circuses. How does your family plan on handling this? We're seeing in Mexico and in the Netherlands, for instance, circuses have decided not to have live animals. How does your family approach this? Do you ever consider not having them? And who would be involved in making that decision? How do you handle this?
Well, my family's been committed to the care of animals for, you know, decades. And this, you know, philosophical difference with animal rights groups have been going on for also decades. But what I can tell you is that all of our animals are extremely well cared for. We have the leading large animal vets in the country that work very closely with us. And I think also what most people don't realize is that the Ringling Brothers Barnum & Bailey has a center for elephant conservation that began in 1995. And we actually have the largest population of a gene pool of Asian elephants in the Western Hemisphere. We've had over 20 elephants born there in that amount of time. So it's something that's very near and dear to my family, and we're a huge proponent of animal welfare. We're also a huge proponent of conservation, and that's a big mission of everything that we do at Feld Entertainment and everything by the Feld family.
And we just need to say that, of course, there's animal rights groups that disagree with that. They say, for instance, in Miami, elephants were recently not given veterinary care. But you did try to change the circus years back to take out the tigers, add multimedia screens, and it didn't go over.
I think you're referring to the reimagination of 2006. We had done a lot of research, and what we continue to do is research and poll our audience. And, you know, Ringling Brothers Barnum & Bailey's been around. We just launched our 145th edition. So we've been around for 145 years. That's obviously way longer than you or anybody we know has been alive. And it's been able to be around for that long because we've been able to change and adapt with the times. And you know, it's about entertaining families, and it's entertainment for families, by families, and it's all about what the public wants.
This is our segment From the Top, talking to people at the top of their field. Nicole Feld, you're very much in that position, but just another question about what that entails, because you're not just a huge business, you're a family dynasty. That also brings more scrutiny. In the 1990s, court affidavit surfaced with a former CIA agent swearing that he was hired by the company to sort of wage a dirty tricks campaign against somebody who'd written an article about the family. How much more fiercely protective are you of the company because it is a family company?
It's a family company. We're looking to protect our legacy and continue to move forward, but, you know, with modern entertainment and be a company for the future. And I think, you know, my father, it started with my grandfather, then my father, and now me and my two sisters. And I think what's really wonderful about working with your family is that we have the ability to share in the same kind of emotions and the same we understand the same pressures that it takes because we all share the same kind of responsibility. I mean, it's a privately held company. We share in the financial responsibility of it, and we share in the successes, and we share in the failures. And it can be tremendously rewarding and also, can be difficult at times because it's hard not to take your business personally when you're in the family business.
Yeah. Nicole Feld, executive vice president and producer, along with, as she said, her two other sisters, at her family's business, Feld Entertainment. They own the Disney on Ice shows, the Ringling Brothers and Barnum & Bailey Circus, Marvel Universe Live, Monster Jam, Supercross. She must leave now and go back to work. Nicole, thanks very much.
Thank you so much.